Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
It really is co-creating at its best, yes? By co-creating, sometimes you think we mean all of us have assembled. You in your bodies and us in Esther's. But it is not only the gathering of physical friends. It is the gathering of all of you in your physical form and the extended version of you as well. Abraham is representative of that. In other words, as we are visiting with you here, we are projecting vibrationally that which we are. And Esther is receiving that vibration at an unconscious level and is doing a very nice job of translating that vibration into the physical word equivalent. And you could call that co-creating. We would call it the best of co-creating, in fact. We would say that when you are here in your physical body, and you've managed to tune yourself to the vibrational frequency of that which is your source, that then and only then are you really living your life in the way you intended. So you could say that the fullest part of you is always available to you. But through life, most of our physical friends have tuned themselves slightly away, and in some cases more than slightly away, from the full vibrational frequency of that which is really you. Do you understand that you are source energy in physical body? And do you understand that the non-physical part of you still exists as the non-physical part of you? That's the part that most physical beings have misunderstood in some way. For many of you, while you accept that you are more than you see in these bodies, it's a rare one of you who not only understands that you came from source energy, but that that source energy part of you is still the dominant eternal part of you. And it is rarer even still to find one of you who has learned to tune yourself in the flesh to the frequency of your source. When someone does, you call them a master or a genius. When someone does, you call them amazing. You see glimpses of it with your athletes as they are in the zone. You see glimpses of it with your surgeon when he is guided from broader perspective. But we want you to understand that you are at all times extensions of source energy, and you have an option all day, every day, of tuning yourself to the frequency of that broader perspective or not. Now, it's even better than that, because you were source energy before you came forth into this physical body. And that source energy part of you projected a part of itself into you. You call that your soul sometimes. We refer to that as your inner being, the source part of you expressing forward into this physical experience. And now here you are in this body having contrasting experiences, and through your wonderful perception of life, you are coming to constant conclusions about what would make life better for you. Whether you use words or not, all day, every day, as you are deciphering life, you are coming to new conclusions about what would be an improved situation. When someone's rude to you, you prefer them to be nicer. When you don't have enough of something, you prefer to have more of it. If you have too much of something you don't want, you prefer to have less of it or none of it. All day, every day, the contrast is helping you to decipher your personal preferences. Now, when we say your personal preferences, we want you to understand that you, in your physical flesh, blood, and bone, you cannot separate yourself from the source energy part of you. You cannot separate yourself from this source energy, this pure positive energy. So this pure positive energy is expressing in you. You see it most often when you look at the little ones. The younger they are, the purer you see the essence of who they are flowing through. But then, as you are exploring and expanding, every time you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want, and you are constantly emanating these rockets of desires or preferences. They shoot out of you in a sort of forward fashion, and here's the part we really want you to hear. The source energy part of you that came forth with you rides that rocket of preference. Literally. Rides it and becomes it. In other words, the expansion of all that is happening because of those like you out here on the leading edge, having leading edge experiences and coming to new conclusions, preferences, and desires. So, as that preference or desire radiates from you, the source energy part of you not only sees it and follows it, but literally becomes it, becomes the vibrational equivalent of it. So all day, every day, you're throwing things forward into what we like to call your vibrational escrow. And all day, every day, the source energy part of you is becoming the culmination of all of these amended desires that you are throwing forward. Do you see how it works? So the expansion of you is happening vibrationally before you allow it to happen physically. That's true of everything. First there is thought, then there is more thought until eventually the thought takes form, and then there is manifestation. So all creation happens in exactly this same way. And you, genius, worthy, leading edge creators, have come forth to let this environment inspire you to your ideas of what would be an improved, expanded experience, and the source energy part of you becomes it.